The Dark Web Files. Exposing the internet's hidden underbelly.
There's a corner of the internet where your whole life is priced out like a menu. Your name, social security number, medical history, even a polished police report for a crash that never happened. What keeps nagging me isn't just that the data's out there. It's why someone's buying it.
That hits me hard, Mark. I'm drawn to the quiet stuff, the crimes you can't hear. A few years back, someone close to my family watched their homeowner's premium explode. No claims, spotless record. It took months to trace. Somebody stole their identity and filed a huge water damage claim on a house they didn't own, three states away. The machinery got gamed, and they ate the cost.
The scale is what floored me. Massive breach dumps don't just land on forums as raw spreadsheets.
That's the part I want to unpack, how those marketplaces collide with insurers. It's not garden variety exaggeration anymore.
To really see it, I've lined up voices who live in this space, the folks building digital shields.
And a former insider who can walk us through how a stolen identity turns into six figures. I want to hear where the seams are.
Because the bigger, colder question is whether, in a world where our data spends like money, the safety net itself is becoming the target.
Then let's map the mechanics instead of staring at the headline.
Right. When I said these dumps get packaged, I meant as actual products. One of the most intimate arenas they mine is health insurance.
That's where it feels personal. It's not a card number.
Exactly. A core tactic is called phantom billing.
Phantom billing? Sounds like a ghost ran the clinic.
Tough room. Anyway, a fraudster buys your identity and policy details, teams up with a crooked provider, or spins up a fake clinic, then bills your insurer or a public program like Medicare for care that never happened.
As in, I'm home watching TV while on paper I'm recovering from major surgery?
Or racking up a maze of lab tests and therapy sessions. These systems process millions of claims a day. One well-structured fake often slides through unnoticed.
The nerve of it. But what if the system pings me? What if I get a statement?
They plan for that. They target people less likely to dissect the paperwork, often older adults. Or they reroute the explanation of benefits to an address they control. And there's a subtler angle.
There's more?
Upcoding. You did get care, say, a basic checkup. But the form says it was a comprehensive, multi-system exam. A straightforward procedure becomes a complex one on paper. The visit was real. The billing is fiction.
And I'd never clock it. I'd see the coverage, pay a small copay, file it away.
Almost no one does. It's built as an internal language. The aggregate damage is massive. Insurers spend billions trying to claw back wrong or fabricated payments.
So it isn't just stealing from a company. It drags the whole system. Higher premiums, pressure on Medicare, and most of the people paying for it never know.
That's why it's so corrosive. It hides inside complexity. It's gotten big enough that governments are treating it as organized crime, not just leakage.
There
has to be pushback. You can't let that kind of money just vanish.
We're seeing it. In the UK, the Fraud Act of 2006 laid broad definitions on the table. And the City of London Police run the dedicated insurance fraud enforcement department focused solely on this.
A whole unit just for insurance fraud?
Exactly. Not a side desk. A specialized team, which tells you how specific and persistent the threat is.
That's sobering. It's not a few bad bills. It's a strategy that needs a counter-strategy.
And the legal side gets naughty. The UK's Insurance Act of 2015 lets insurers refuse payment on fraudulent claims. Clean and simple on paper.
Sounds straightforward.
Until a 2016 Supreme Court ruling complicated it. If the underlying loss is genuine, but the claimant pads the story with false details, that doesn't automatically nuke the entire claim.
Hold on. If my house really floods, but I lie about a fancy TV getting ruined, the core claim could still stand?
That's the line they drew. A reckless embellishment doesn't necessarily forfeit an otherwise valid claim.
I'm split. You don't want a family ruined over one dumb exaggeration.
Right.
But that gray, no, that murky slice of law feels like fertile ground for soft fraud. It invites, what's the harm in adding a little?
That's the tension. Protect people from predatory denials without turning the system into an invitation to overreach. And the organized crews we're talking about study those edges obsessively.
They live in the seams. While courts debate words, the crews are reverse engineering workflows.
They don't smash the system. They press on the cracks. The counter is tech, the same toolset the crooks lean on.
A digital arms race.
We're watching AI and machine learning platforms comb through claims in real time, hunting anomalies a human would miss. A doctor in Miami suddenly bills a dozen complex procedures a day when they usually bill two? Flagged. A flooded basement claim in a region that hasn't seen rain for a month? Flagged.
But to make that work, we feed the machine an ocean of our lives so it can learn what normal looks like. Where's the line between protection and surveillance?
Nobody's drawn it cleanly. Tech helps, but the best scams still pivot on people. A hurried hospital admin, a sympathetic adjuster, or a legal sliver someone can exploit.
I walked in thinking we could engineer our way out of this. I'm less sure now.
Same. Wait.
Oh.
Yeah. The fight changes the thing it's trying to save. Insurance is supposed to be shared risk and trust.
And suspicion eats that from the inside.
When every claim is treated like a probable lie, and we wall off our most intimate data, is it still a safety net? Or something more like a checkpoint?
Let's pause there. That question needs to hang for a minute.
You were about to add something.
Only this. I'm unexpectedly fond of the adjusters and nurses in this story. People trying to do right inside a machine that's creaking. I want to bring them in when we talk to the insider.
Good. We'll pick it up with the builder on defenses, then bring in the insider to test where those seams actually tear.
Deal. And next time your ghost joke gets a second chance.
No promises.